We have our Keep It Local segment today with Melissa Gilpin from Northfield Retirement Community. How are you doing, Melissa?
Good. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So before we find out all about Northfield Retirement Community, or I'm just going to say NRC for short because that's a mouthful.
That's what we say anyways.
There you go. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah.
Personally, professionally, all the good things.
Perfect. Perfect. So I am their HR representative over at Northfield Retirement Community, NRC. I've been there for a little over a year and a half. Previous to that, did some other HR career around the community.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then did elementary ed. So right. Pre-K for 5 years is what I did at a local school district over by my house. So I have 10 acres over in Elko New Market.
All right.
So just ordered more chickens last night.
That's so a good investment right
it
now.
It is, isn't it? That is why we did it.
There you go. Do you have a little bit of a hobby farm?
We do. Yeah. Just the poultry, which is much needed right now, I suppose.
There you go.
Nothing crazy.
Have you had people reaching out to you be like, can I get some eggs?
Nope. Okay. Just kind of keep it within my family.
You know,
share it with my mother-in-law and my big kiddos who are on their own.
There you go.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Definitely.
Good mom right there. Here's some eggs.
Yep. For sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So tell us a little bit more about, because we were chatting a little bit off air about what you do at Northfield Retirement Community. Your human resources, yes, but you kind of do a little bit of everything, don't you?
Right. And that's the, I would say, blessing. And then about going for a small company. Before this, I was obviously with a big company where we had a huge corporate. But with a small company, I like that I can be able to onboard you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to NRC. Here's our policies, our procedures, all that type of stuff. And then I'm also working with staffing. So how do the units look for staffing? I may be next to you in scrubs helping you do cares on those residents.
Wow.
I may be helping you feed a meal that day. And so it's big circle. I like that because I get a variety. You never know when I'm going to have to go from my professional clothes to, hold on, Melissa needs to, change into scrubs and tennis shoes.
Yeah.
So I love the learning and the variety that I went through. And my background, I started as a CNA and at 17. So it kind of is full circle for me as well.
Yeah. And I mean, being an early childhood educator, you're used to being down there. Just
really?
Getting into the thick of it.
Yep. It's just now I'm dealing with big kids.
There.
big adult kids.
I love that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So do you find, too, that with having that diversity in your role, you get to make better connections with your colleagues?
Yes, very much so. Because you never know if I'm sitting down and writing you up for something or disciplining, or if I'm like, okay, let's go ahead. Let's roll this resident this way. Nope. Do you have this? Do you have that? And just being on that personal connection and then learning more about the employee in those times as, I'm working on the floor with them. Oh, your husband or your wife or this or your family. So really getting to get that more intimate relationship with the employees. And I love that because I don't always get to learn that about you when we're doing that onboarding.
Right. Yeah. Because you're going through all the formalities and getting everybody
Correct.
Set up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it definitely puts a face to HR and I'm sure it helps contextualize situations more.
Right.
So even if you do have to be doing some disciplinary things, it's like, okay, but I understand where you're coming from, see both sides.
Agreed. I don't want to be known as a scary HR.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, yeah.
I'm sorry. You could be anything, and I don't think you would come off as scary. You're one of the. We've known each other for 5 minutes. I think you're one of the friendliest people I've ever met in my life.
I try to put a different face to HR.
Yeah.
And the company that I was with in town built, I have a lot of past employees who'd be like, we really miss your energy and your laughter, and we could hear it through the store or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So, definitely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, shifting gears here, talking about NRC, from your perspective, what is something that makes NRC really special from any other retirement community?
Oh, for sure. So, it's going to sound cliche, but it's going to be our family and our faith. Mm-hmm. You know, when you walk into the door, a lot of the people that I interview are like, whoa, I could feel the family atmosphere right then and there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like, yeah, we are a family organization and you feel like family, but we truly, really are. Mm-hmm. And so walking through just even, hey, how can I pray for you today? Or, hey, oh my gosh, that's happening with you and your family. Mm-hmm. Go home. Go deal with that. Be that. I'll jump on the floor for you. Yeah. So, and then go ahead and being joyous in those times. I remember when my youngest got their driver's license here a while ago, and I was running up and down the hallway. They got their license. They got their license. And Tom and my staffer and the director of nursing are like, you know, cheering up and down the hallway, yelling, yoo-hoo. And so sharing those moments with them really does make that family atmosphere. And so I really, really think that's what sets us apart.
And I'm sure that really resonates with your residents too.
Yes.
You know, they see that and they're like, really? Congrats.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
Or even seeing my youngest works on the floor too as an aide, and seeing I'm sometimes on the floor as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's your mama. And, you know, and oh my goodness. And they get so excited, the residents,
to see,
like, you know, that we're working together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that can be, especially for, I feel like I'm sounding so old, saying a young person to have that first job, you know, or introductory job. Because taking care of people, that whether you're doing it as waiting tables at a restaurant or taking care of residents in a facility, like, that's a real important job that people like to just kind of say, like, oh, whatever, anybody can do it. And it's like, okay, technically speaking, yes, a lot of people can do this, but to do it well.
Right.
I think that's the big difference.
Right.
You know, and to be able to put yourself aside and have to get in there and sometimes do things that are very uncomfortable.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Very messy, very uncomfortable, we deal with end of life.
Right. But yet at the same time, you also get to try and make somebody's day just a little bit better.
Agreed.
So speaking of your residents, what are some of the great services that you provide that can be something that's really, when someone's walking in the door and kind of, or even just even thinking about starting to make that transition, you know, what really says, yes, you should choose NRC?
You know, I'm going back to our family-based.
Yeah.
And we spiritual care. That is a big thing. I know we're in transition right now. Mm-hmm. We do have an interim pastor right now that just joined our team.
Okay.
Where she's doing her practicing. Mm-hmm. And she chose us to do it. So our residents are just beyond stoked to have someone there to just, you know, have Ash Wednesday service. I saw that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
We haven't had that for a while, so that'll be nice. And they love doing those programs down in the chapel, having that, you know, in the big chapel, but then also having someone being able to sit next to you in your room to be able to minister to them right then and there.
Mm.
And so, definitely.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you can do that. That you can have someone say, like, hey, we're going to come right to you. That's great.
Yeah, that's been since I was 17 in a nursing home. You can have them sit right next to you as well. And then knowing that I can be open with my faith as well.
Mm-hmm.
I can be able to share things that, say, I wouldn't be able to share in another facility or another corporate entity.
Right.
I can say, you know, I was singing a hymn this last weekend when I was getting a resident up for the day. And I can do that because I have the freedom to do that there.
Right. Yeah. It's not quite so strict.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, with any type of programming, like if you're an employee working in our scene, you have an idea for a program. Is that something that you can say, hey, I've got this thing that I think would be really great for our residents?
Yep. All the time. Yeah. I love hearing the feedback from our aides and any department, our dietary, housekeeping. I mean, we're all in there. All those departments are in there. Our maintenance department, any of those guys.
Sure.
Any of those folks.
Sure.
Definitely.
And aside from your faith programs, do you have any other programs that you think are kind of a real big highlight for NRC?
Right. We have huge activities department. Mm-hmm. You know our folks love their bingo.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. Right? Come on now.
Who doesn't love bingo, right?
I know. So we've got our activities. We have our own salon there. So our gals can, and guys, can go get their weekly or, you know, monthly perms. Mm-hmm. And so we have two salons, actually. So they can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And two kitchens there. So, yeah, we have a really great department.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice. You're a full service facility.
We try to be that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you do any type of like community outings where you'll take groups of people out if they just want to like go shopping or something like that?
We have our little transportation service. They do, I believe it's every Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Tuesdays they'll go to Target, and then Thursdays they'll go over to Cub and Aldi, I think is what I saw last week. Something of that sort. So definitely being able to do that. It's more unit based. Obviously, we're not taking our memory care residents out.
Sure.
So this is more for our assisted living and our enhanced care units.
Gotcha.
That get to go out and about. I'm not going to, you know, have a dementia patient in Target.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be fun, though.
You never know.
Right.
So, wow, you cover kind of every later stage.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We have all the way from our townhomes behind us that no services up there to assisted living to rehab. If you are just coming from, say, Northfield Hospital, you had a hip replacement and you just need to have that extra help, we have that rehab unit there, too.
Wow.
So I know it's in our enhanced care unit, so it's always moving and grooving over there.
Cool.
Sometimes you'll have the same residents. Sometimes you are like, hey, where did so-and-so go? Because they rehabbed and they got to go home now.
Sure.
So, yeah, I always say from beginning of retirement all the way to that we are walking you to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. So, sorry, I had my next question lined up, and I completely lost my train of thought here. We're just going to transition to the next question.
Perfect.
So, with this new transition that we just had Tom on last week talking about, what is something that you're really looking forward to as an enhancement for NRC?
For sure. So, obviously, the services will be able to branch more home services out that Vivi will be able to offer for us and give to us. From an admin and HR standpoint, I'm excited for our employees because we are going to be able to pair with a partnership with a bigger company. With more resources. So hopefully our wages will be more awesome.
Sure.
And hopefully our benefits package and our PTO, and we'll be able to offer more of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to be bigger and better and more awesomer.
Great.
Yeah. I know. I made that work.
I love it. Very good.
Yeah.
So you're going to get to be an even more attractive employee.
Yes, definitely.
Very
like get good. those aides in there, get those housekeepers, get those dietary aides in my campus right now. Right now our campus.
There
definitely.
You go. Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. And actually, speaking of which, if folks are out there looking and interested, could they just go onto NRC's website?
Yep, go onto northfieldretirement.com or .org, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then you can, there's an apply now button, hit on that, and then it goes sends right over to me. The nice thing is we hire dietary aides at 15.
Okay.
And not a lot of companies or businesses hire at that young of an age. So it's really nice to get those young folks in our door. So I've got all the way from high school, you just started your freshman year, all the way to, we have a ton of college students.
Okay.
And we do a lot of you know, working with their schedules. I always say when I onboard someone that school's first, and then work is second. So if your studies are going down, that's a no-no. You're going to be backing down on hours. And they know that. I want my high school and my college students to be successful before they put 110% into us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like, yes, we want you to be a good employee, work hard, all the things.
Yep.
But academics come first.
Yep. That and sports.
There,
got a lot of track and field and golf starting up here.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I suppose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That's so great. I love that you have that attitude.
Yeah. Because
I don't think you would find that everywhere.
No.
you know, some people would be like, nope, you're gonna schedule.
Sorry, you have studies tonight. Like, I don't care. You're on the schedule. That's not how we do it.
Yeah, really flexible.
It's more of a, you're failing in that class. Awesome. Let me go grab my scrubs. I'm going to jump on for you. And then you're going to go home and study.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we have a lot of casual employees as well. Because, okay. Think about, I just hired someone last week that is from Texas that attends St. Olaf in town here.
Okay.
And so they will be able to work with us through the school year. And then he's going to go home. During the summer, that's just fine, because then I have college students coming back to Northfield that go ahead and fill in my spots as well. So we've got even my son, who goes to the U of M, will come back during the summertime and fill that spot.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Nice. A lot of good things happening at NRC.
For sure. Definitely. Cool.
Well, we're just about wrapping up here. So any parting thoughts for us for NRC?
No. Excited about the new partnership with Vivi. Super excited. It's going to be a lot of work from an admin standpoint, but super duper excited about it. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes, of course. Yes, I know. I looked down on my notes. You can find us on Facebook. Okay. They're always updating all of that. Even last week, I saw Tom's segment was on there, and our Vivi stuff was on there, all that type of stuff.
Great.
Obviously, our website, northfieldretirement.org. Mm-hmm. And then you can find all of us on there as well. My information is up there if anybody wants to email me, mgilpin@northfieldretirement.org.
Like
Tom said last week, it's a long email address, but it'll hopefully get shorter.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your
time. You're welcome. Today. Thank you for having me on.